You're listening to All About the House on Lake 88.1. Brian Perkin this morning with our guests, Kelvin Hodges, who's a Perth-based renewable energy entrepreneur, and also Don McKenzie, Perth resident, who has just put up a brand new solar-powered home in the Perth area, and we're hearing about that construction today. Kelvin, I'm going to let you sort of kick off the next section that we talk about for site-specific considerations.
Yeah, Don, I guess that's the question on everybody's mind now. I think they understand that, you know, you can put power into the grid and take it back. And I saw your electric bill where you had essentially $140 in electricity wiped down to zero. So can anybody do this is the real question, I think.
Depends where you live and what your house looks like, I guess. That is certainly one of the drawbacks to doing this on your own roof, or it doesn't necessarily have to be in the roof. Depends, of course. If you live in town, there'll probably be more constraints in that you really want to have a south-facing roof is best. I mean, east and west is also okay, but ideally it's south. If you have only north exposure, not so good. And then often in town, you've got a couple things. One is, you know, what your roof looks like. If it's got a profile that allows you to put these panels, which are, you know, roughly 40 inches wide, 66 inches the other way.
Oh, yeah. So, I know Sue and I have that problem. We've got a little jut out on our roof, so we were very limited on that.
They're fairly large, so they're, if you have angles and things, they can sort of lose some space there. And then the other one, of course, is the shade. So trees are, you know, it's kind of funny that that solar is in conflict with trees, but anyway, for the environment. Often in town, you know, you have large trees or something. So there is programs available. So if you get somebody involved that does this, and there is at least one Solid State Electric in town here that has the shading analysis software and so on. So basically, he can just go to your house and take some pictures and have a look, and he can tell you, you know, how much problem you're going to have with shade.
Right.
In my particular case, I'm okay all summer, but at the very, when the sun gets very low this time of year, I do have some loss from shading because of the trees. It doesn't affect in the summer when the sun's up higher in the sky. So that's an issue. But then it doesn't necessarily mean I can't do it just because I have some shading this time of the year. So it's taken into account, and I have allowed in my calculations that during November through till March or so, I have less production. So I've sort of taken that out of the equation and still come out net zero. So it's a matter of I put a few more panels on the roof to make up for it, essentially. But most people can. I mean, it's easier in a new build as opposed to a retrofit because you can sort of design all the roof to suit the solar panels. But largely it can be done most places to some degree, and you don't have to do total net zero. I mean, I have 80 panels on the roof, but, you know, if you only have room for six, that still does something, right? It may not be total net zero, but it's still a portion of your power can be generated locally.
That's right. We have 10 panels, and it covers off most of the household consumption, but, you know, not the electric car, and we do heat a lot with natural gas as well, although we did install heat pumps.
Kelvin, I was going to ask a question. You also had, because of its pre-existing home type of thing, some questions about whether the roof panels were going to hold, you know, with the construction of the building. I think you did get around that with an engineer or something?
That's right, yeah. You know, if you're going to add panels to an older home in Perth, you do need an engineering report. And most homes are going to pass that with flying colors. The panels themselves on a distributed level are only a few pounds per square foot. Of course, we live in a heavy snow zone, so most of our roofs are already designed for a 50-pound snow load. So usually they're, you know, you're not going to have much of a problem there.
Right. Don, just a little description of maybe some of the solar panels. How far off the roof service, what is the roof service that you're using, and how close are they along the roof?
Yeah, so one of the things, well, there's two things, I guess. One is you don't want to put a whole bunch of solar panels up there with the rails and so on a roof that needs to be replaced next week or something like that, or next year. So because we're doing a new construction here, we went with a steel roof, so it's a standing seam because it's fairly flat, actually, so it's a standing seam roof. But it's a 50-year roof, essentially, so we're not going to have to take all the panels off and replace the shingles next year or something like that. So that's certainly a consideration, is that you want to, you know, if you were going to do this and you have asphalt shingles, you definitely want to replace the shingles, whether you think they need them or not, because you don't want to have to, you know, do roof repairs with it on there. So ideally, you would have a material that's going to last, you know, beyond 20 years or 25 years, which is kind of the life expectancy of the solar panels there.
Solar panels, it's interesting. They'll also protect the roof. We're noting that because the solar panels are so close together, there is usually at least a 5-inch lift off the roof, so the air can move underneath, that the asphalt shingles are protected by the panels. And so when people are doing roofing replacements, because, you know, asphalt shingles can last as short as 10 years or 15 years, they're usually replacing around the panels rather than underneath the panels themselves. And the panels do remove quite easily and are replaceable fairly easily as well. So, you know, it's not a huge deal to redo a roof underneath the solar panels. Although, you know, your roofing installer is going to grumble because there would be extra work involved.
That's for sure. All right, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to All About the House, and we're with Kelvin Hodges today and Don McKenzie talking about a brand-new solar-built home in the Perth area, Don McKenzie's. And we'll return and have some more information about that build in just a moment here on All About the House on Lake 88.1.